reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first scripture reading is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, page 791 in your pew Bibles. And we read Isaiah 61, beginning at verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from Galatians chapter 4, found on page 1246. And we read Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1096, and we read Luke 2, beginning at verse 22. When the time had come for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, Now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping and fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak to him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for today. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. This is our text. Let's start out not some 2,000 years ago, but 3,500 years ago. The people of Israel are in slavery to Egypt. God wants Egypt to let his people go. And Pharaoh refuses. Now, did every family of Egypt agree with his decision? Probably not. They had already suffered a lot because of Israel. 9 different plagues, the Nile turning red, flies, locusts, boils, tremendous hailstorms, and the like. I'm sure most of them would have been happy to see Israel go. But Pharaoh would not. And so God sent one last plague. It was the killing of the firstborn. From the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the poorest, lowliest family in Egypt, the angel of death came. And all those children, probably some not more than a few days old, died because of the anger of the Lord against Egypt. There was weeping and wailing that night in Egypt. And I think every parent, every member of a family can probably understand the anguish and the agony that night must have caused. God didn't want Israel to forget the price that was paid for their redemption. And so from that time forward, the firstborn male of every creature born in an Israelite's home was killed. It didn't matter how wealthy or how poor your family was. If you only had one ox, and that ox finally had a calf, you killed it. If you only had one donkey, and that donkey had a foal, you killed it. I would imagine there would be a lot of young children, maybe reaching age 3 or 4, seeing dad take the firstborn of this sheep, this donkey, this ox, and as he's breaking its neck or offering it in sacrifice, the question would arise, why? Why does that animal have to die? And there was one answer that was given. That was the price of your redemption. But it wasn't just animals that were going to be paying the price. Even the firstborn males of every family were, in a sense, obligated to the Lord in sacrifice. But in the case of that firstborn male child, there was a redemption price that was set. If you will, you could buy that child back. And it is that ceremony that was being referenced in our gospel lesson for today. The family would go to the temple, bringing their child. 5 shekels of silver was the price that had been set. You would go and you'd find a priest. And then there was an elaborate ritual that would follow. And you would buy your child back. In all probability, Simeon, who sang that song that we continue to sing after communion services, the Nunc Dimittis, was the priest that Mary and Joseph had brought young Jesus to. They placed him in his arms. But instantly he realized that this was no normal child. Year after year after year, for thousands of years, the killing was repeated. As if no amount of killing could really satisfy the Lord. But as Simeon takes Jesus up in his arms, he begins to sing this glorious song. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And he spoke to Mary and blessed her and said, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that it is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Some 30 years later, Mary would be standing at the foot of the cross of Jesus, her son. And she would witness the anger of God against our sin being poured out. Not in that repetitious killing of the firstborn that every person in Israel had witnessed taking place year after year, birth after birth. But the total anger of God being vented against his own son. There is no redemption price for him. There's nothing she or anyone else would be able to do to buy him back for the price God was making him pay. There be no 5 shekels of silver. Instead, he would pour out his blood on the cross. Not to pay a price for himself, however, but to be that firstborn of God and man. To pay the price for the redemption of the world. The killing of the firstborn. I'm not sure that without a temple that the Jewish people still continue with those sacrifices. But what we do know for ourselves is that in the death of this firstborn, the wrath of God against sin is finally complete. There is no more payment to be made. We, his people, now stand redeemed. And in him, death is no more. Let us return thanks to God that the firstborn of God and man has become our redemption. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, "Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice," was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.